Decades of war killed millions of Iraqi men. Now, despite their numbers, women haven't had a majority voice in Iraq for a long time. More than three decades ago, the Ba'athist regime started out as both secular and socialist. After the first Gulf War, Saddam Hussein chose to Islamicize Iraq, to adopt an image of being a faithful Muslim, which won him support from the conservative Shia population, but also reduced women's role in Iraqi society in the name of Islam. Today, the question is, what role will women play in Iraq? Priscilla Huff has more.
How you are dealing with me? I am Iraqi person. I am Christian. Okay, how you can give me my human rights? I am human rights, Iraqi human rights. How you are dealing with me as a Iraqi Christian woman? Where is my right, please?
Katrine Michael's question is one being asked by millions of Iraqi women. She's triply marginalized in Iraq. She's not just a woman, but also a Chaldean Christian and ethnically Assyrian. She fears her human rights will be trampled, especially if Iraq's majority conservative Shia population imposes a fundamentalist Islamic regime. Dr. Abdulaziz Sakadina of the University of Virginia says modern democracy has different demands than faith-based traditions.
Because if the traditional interpretation of the text of the legal system predominates, then you have a sort of continuum between traditionalism and the new demands of modernity. If we are talking about democracy, if we are talking about the empowerment of women or gender equality, or I would say gender egality, then that's where culture and religion are intertwined. And they are intertwined in such a way that religion and culture work together to suppress the voice of a woman.
Dr. Sakadina says Islamic law has very practical and negative impacts for women, giving the example of negotiating a marriage contract.
It's not the woman who does it. It's not the bride who's going to do it. It's the family who's going to do it. And not only is the family, it's the men and the family are going to do that. And there, she does not have a voice to represent her own concerns about how exactly the child custody is going to take place in the future, what will be her right to divorce, because under the Hanafi law, among the Sunnis, a woman cannot write down even in the contract. It is null and void if she says that my husband, if he marries a second wife, I have a right to initiate a divorce. She can't write it down because, according to Hanafi law, this is null and void.
Current Iraqi family law, marriage, divorce, child custody, is an example of where women stood in Iraqi society at the end of the regime of Saddam Hussein. Born in Iraq, Zainab al-Suwaj is now the executive director of the American Islamic Congress.
The challenge that we have right now is how to empower women in the society in Iraq. It's been not easy. We need more voices to be heard. We need more representative of women there.
Zainab al-Suwaj believes new roles for women in Iraq must be learned and taught.
The first steps, is my hope, is that women will take the lead in developing the most basic institute of civil society, especially the education system.
The Bush administration is advocating a larger scale approach. Don Steinberg works with the Women's Issues Group at the State Department.
On the question of creating a Ministry of Women's Issues, I hope the conclusion indeed was to do this. But I think we've found in similar situations all around the world that the creation of a women's ministry serves to focus people's attention to mainstream issues, to provide a conduit for foreign assistance to enter, to serve as a watchdog on the education and the health and the housing ministries to ensure that women's issues are adequately reflected in those areas.
Nazreen Mustafa Siddiq is the development minister for the Kurdistan Regional Government. She wants women to have a broader role.
It's good to have a woman ministry, but we should not look at it as the solution for all our problems. I think it have more impact to have a health minister woman, to have an education minister who's woman, a prime minister who's woman.
While this big picture stuff would impact the lives of Iraqi women, others are convinced the culture of fear, the mindset problems coming after nearly 25 years of Saddam Hussein's one-man rule of terror, are a bigger problem for the daily lives of Iraqi women.
It's very difficult to even initiate the notion of a mindset of what human rights are. You know, and that's a very difficult thing to bring about.
Sanam Anderlini with Women Waging Peace believes the key to the future for Iraq's women is to ensure their personal security.
There's been an accepted norm of sexual abuse and prostitution and trafficking, which very directly impacts women. And from my conversations with people in Iraq, this is an issue that there's still a lot of silence around, but it was something that was perpetrated from the very top. And it's a cycle that needs to be broken, because if you have impunity around these issues, it'll carry on and it'll be perpetuated.
Iraqi women, especially those who have experienced Western democracy and liberal society, agree. The challenges to bringing better lives to all Iraqi women are huge. And the pot of resources to initiate those changes comes from the same allocation to repair the infrastructure, retrain Iraq's vast security forces, and other tasks for the new government. Zainab Salbi of Women for Women International is convinced her experience working in very traditional Afghanistan has given her the key to success in improving Iraqi women's lives.
You need to incorporate men in that process, in the process of empowering women. One hand cannot clap on its own. Men are fundamental in increasing women's rights and in promoting the, women's economic opportunities. So how can we get their buy-in? How can we educate them? How can we get their awareness? How can we get their support in the process? It is possible. What could be destructive is ignoring them and imposing new values on them without even, you know, getting them to understand what's being talked about.
The answer may not be found in top-down imposition of an American-style democracy. It may be a one-to-one process to convince all Iraqis that women with rights will mean a better future for everyone. For Common Ground, I'm Priscilla Huff.